A Hawk, presented by Natural State Wholesale, proudly trusted by major manufacturers all over the world for 25 years. Go see the flooring king, Don Gresham, at Natural State Wholesale.
Morning, RJ.
What up, boys? How you doing?
Doing good down here in Hope. Roger, I continue to get more messages about people who have clip speakers. Of course, okay. We knew that Wes Sutton would have some. Yeah. He says his grandfather was very close to Paul Clips,
wow. The
founder.
They were from here, so they were prominent people.
Kate thinks Justin's wife thinks they have some clip speakers. RJ, do you have any clip speakers there in your home?
No, I don't. We had some. I feel like we had some whenever I was a kid. I felt like Mama Morgan had some, but I don't know that to be a fact.
She did. She did. Roger says she did. Heather Baker has some, and because I'm gonna tell you, Roger, the different kind of RJ, they make massive speakers. I mean, right. They're like they're giant, like
the big cabinets.
Yeah, like big cabinets. They're four and a half feet tall by 4 feet wide. I mean, they are massive, and they sound. If you don't even know anything about speakers and you listen to that one versus if you remember those speaker stores you'd go into and,
then,
and you would you'd try them out, mm-hmm. Wall of speakers. Mm-hmm. Well, when you would get to Cliff, of course, they wouldn't sell those. I think they just sell them through Cliff. As a matter of fact, one of them, Clay said one of the production places are right behind the Clinton home, Boyhood Home,
okay.
Right behind there. So,
well, you could blow them out. You could blow your woofer.
You could blow them out. You didn't want to do that.
You ruined it by going too loud.
That's right.
But you wanted it to be loud.
That's right. You didn't want to go overboard.
That's right.
RJ, we had Dolly on earlier. She said she sits right behind you, right, in the at the legislature?
Yeah, no, Dolly's awesome, man. This was her first term in the legislature, and she did some great things. And, yeah, she sits right behind me, and we chat quite a bit. But, yeah, she's a great legislator, especially down in that area.
Yeah, she said it's Dolly Henley because she's always received RJ playing games on his phone by.
What is this Minesweep? What are you doing with Minesweep, for crying out loud? Nobody does Minesweep.
That's not true. We did find out, and Roger, I think, was good, called her out.
Yeah.
Our governor, whose dad is born and raised in Hope, watermelon going through his blood, she has never partaken of the watermelon eating contest.
She's
here.
A lady governor.
The lady governor.
50th year.
Never done the watermelon eating contest.
Does she still have another term to run for?
She's, yeah.
Okay, well, that could come back to bite.
She sent the first gentleman.
She sent the first gentleman.
We got to work on that, RJ.
Yeah, unless she was back at the mansion cleaning.
You know, it's actually been on my bucket list to go down to that. I've never been to the Hope Watermelon Festival, and so
sure, dude.
We've talked about it, but I've never been. I've always heard about it, but never actually been to it.
Are you? Do you and your kids? Will you go out and get a watermelon and cut it up and do all the stuff? Do you seed or seedless? Either one.
Yeah. Actually, so my neighbor owns Mary's Place in Bryant, and. It's a kind of horticulture place, if you're not familiar, but they've got watermelons and fresh fruit and things like that. And so he'll bring watermelons home, and he's giving my kids a watermelon. We prefer the seedless because they're still younger kids, and so that's we really kind of do that.
Kids always don't have to worry about the seeds, but kids will be kids, and they'll eat it anyway. I remember going to a swimming pool when I was a kid. And if there's a watermelon there, it fits with water because it is water. The watermelon is just
right. And if you dropped a seed, you ain't picking it up.
No,
you couldn't pick them up, man.
Do want to say thanks to your fine sponsor, Don Gresham and the boys at Natural State Wholesale, because finally, RJ, this is the third time Jeff Lazier is going for the third time, mm-hmm. third sets of tile that we're putting down. This is going to be the winner, but tile looks so amazing. So if you're looking for really cool, unique tile or just a great deal, Drew and the boys and Don Gresham at Natural State Wholesale will do it. But once I get that floor done, finally, I'll invite you guys over, RJ, since I've only been working on it for 2 years.
Yeah, you know, and I want to caveat this. Don's products are not bad. He's got great products. It's that Baz put tile outside on a deck.
Well, it's gonna work this time. It's gonna work.
Yeah, and trying to put down adhesive with 140 degrees.
Yeah, listen, they're putting tits over it. They're doing all the things to deal
That's crazy, man.
They feel good about it.
Once it's done, it'll look great.
Has football started at Saline County High School? Have they started practicing, RJ?
Oh, yeah. No, they really practiced all summer because, Brian, you know, they do the 7-on-7. I think they played down in Dallas for 7-on-7. And the big story over the offseason is, Brian's playing St. Francis, one of the top teams in high school football this year and won the national championship last year. And so, they've been preparing for not only that, but then you've got the Salt Bowl, which will be the first game of the year for them. And then they've got Alexandria, Louisiana that they're playing. So, football's in full swing, and you can kind of feel people starting to ramp up for high school football.
Where is the Salt Bowl this year?
It's at Bryant. I did want to ask you and Roger, since y'all are more passionate fans of the Cowboys, even though I like them too. What do you think about Jerry sort of putting it out there that he might be open to selling 10% or 15%? Of course, my first thought was, I wonder what Stephen Jones
is
saying.
What's the boys'
thing? Yeah, and Charlotte, his daughter thinks about that. But it wasn't the whole thing. It was just 10%, which would be, a couple billion for having Mark Cuban. Wow. I don't know. That's a good question. Maybe
he feels he sold his interest to the Mavericks, didn't he?
Yeah, so maybe he thinks it would be good to get new blood in there. So, RJ, we'll start with you. What do you think about that whole, him throwing that out there?
First off, that will never happen. Jerry's not going to relinquish any control of the Cowboys. Not only do you have Steven, but you got Jerry Jr., Charlotte as well, and so they got enough owners. They don't need another 10% owner. And I think that Jerry says some things sometimes that for a headline, Jerry's great at keeping the Cowboys in headlines. But I would be absolutely shocked if he sold 10%, especially to Mark Cuban of all people. You know what, Cowboy fans, or I shouldn't speak for everybody, but, we've got Jerry. Jerry's great, but we don't need Mark Cuban in the mix trying to get his own headline for the Cowboys.
Yeah, I don't see the value. It's worth $13 billion now. Do you need the capital? Do you need the money? I mean, your franchise is worth $13 billion.
I don't know why you bring it up.
But RJ's right. Remember last year what he did? You had the big holdout with what's-his-face, and he ends up trading him to the Packers, your best defensive player. And so, of course, at the time, I think he even said he was doing that, or was that 2 years ago when he was doing the Netflix? He goes, hey, when people are talking about the Cowboys and it's controversy, it's good for business. It's good for business because people buy things. They talk about it. They're not talking about anybody else. Jerry says anything, it gets a headline.
Well, no, that's fact.
It's a fact.
He may just be throwing stuff out there. What do they call that in the political world, RJ? Not fire starter. What do you call it?
Gaslighter.
Gaslighter, yeah. Is he just gaslighting Cowboy fans? Let me tell you something, Jerry.
Speaking of RJ and state legislation or legislators, we're going to be in Dardanelle in a few weeks for the world famous chicken fry festival. That's Mount Nebo. We got it clear. It's Mount Nebo, one of the most beautiful photographs of the clouds being beneath you. It almost is like Jack and the Beanstalk. You go down through the clouds.
It is.
And so we've got, is it Breanne? Is Breanne Davis, is that right, RJ?
Yeah.
We'll have to. The state senator. And so that's one of the cool things that we get to do, Roger, as we go. We get to meet people like RJ, who are not in Congress in Washington, but they're doing the people's work in the state.
We hope that's what they're doing. And while we're talking about it, RJ, you got to look at the picture of Baz holding the replica of the 268.8-pound watermelon as well. That's pretty cool. You've got to come and get one of those.
I swear, it looks exactly like a. I mean, it's the best job of doing a replica.
Great replica.
I look like I'm pretty strong too.
I did see the picture this morning, and I was like, "There is no way Baz is lifting that 200-pound watermelon for one." And then you see at the very end of the post, Baz put, "It might be a replica."
Dude, listen, it was tough enough. He's been blowing and going so much, it was tough for him to even get out of the chair to go over and do it. Put that out there. I said, hold it up, and then I thought, well, he might not be able to.
I was going to ask, we might as well ask RJ, because we'll be busy throughout the show. I'll ask you and Raj and Christian. So a couple birthdays today. We'll just hit a couple of them, in addition to Bruce Dickinson's birthday being today. Charlize Theron,
oh my God,
and Jalen Hurts. So we all know who Jalen Hurts is. When you think of Charlize Theron, what movie do you think of? What comes to mind? Is there one that comes to
mind?
There's
one.
What is it?
And there's, I mean, she's got a long neck. But
wow.
Then she stands up in the Devil's Advocate.
Wow. Oh, the Devil's Advocate. Yeah. I forgot about that one.
Yeah. It's a nude scene.
Did she make love to the devil?
Not on camera.
RJ, what about you? What is the movie that comes to mind?
Was she in that thing with Leonardo DiCaprio about what is it called? Gosh darn it. Not good at movie titles. I'm terrible at this. You guys know what I'm talking about?
I mean, other than that, the Mel Gibson remake.
Yeah, he's got Christian, what do you have? What do you have for Christian? What do you have for Christian?
I think of Monster, where she plays Eileen Wuornos.
Based on a true story. I've not seen that. She looks very scary, just like the real person in that the true story. She was in Men of Honor. She was in.
Wait a minute. Men of Honor. What movie was? Oh my gosh! She played a lush in it. Oh, she did a great job in that movie.
That's
right?
With.
She was still a smoke show.
What's
De Niro and Cuba Gooding?
Cuba. Yeah. She was also in Prometheus. That was a sort of cool alien type movie. She's
that Mad Max thing. I think
she was in Mad Max. She was in Fast and Furious. Yeah. Was a bad girl.
I don't know what else she was in. South Africa.
What's this? She was in Bombshell. Remember Bombshell? That was about the
Fox. She sure was.
She was one of the blondes from Fox.
Yes. Well, there's a lot of them. There's a lot of them. I do remember that. I forget who she played.
Go ahead.
I just IMDb'd, and she's definitely not in the Leonardo DiCaprio movie that I was thinking.
What movie were you thinking?
I'm telling you. Like, you know that movie where they're like stockers, they're investors or whatever, and how?
Wall Street?
I don't know.
Wall Street. Were you thinking
Wolf of Wall Street? Robbie? Margot Robbie, that's what he was.
Is your wife in your car with you?
I'll tell you another one. She was good in The Huntsman. She was a bad lady in The Huntsman.
I don't know.
You don't know that one?
I don't know.
That was with Thor. Thor is in that one.
That's a Snow White prequel or something, isn't it?
Yeah, it's actually pretty good. She was in both of those. And you mentioned Devil's Advocate, Mad Max.
Vanity.
Oh, it's so good.
Keanu Reeves, I'm telling you. There's that scene in The Devil's Advocate where Pacino and Keanu are in that car, what do you call it, underground subways, and he's talking to the Hispanic guy, and he starts talking in his language.
Oh, that's wild.
You may want to hurry up and get home.
Wow.
Because whomever is, you know, is everybody ready to give you? Yeah.
RJ, when we talk to you next week, it will be the day of the Touchdown Club announcement. And just as I predicted yesterday, this is what happens when I'm starting to share some of this information. I lose one yesterday that I thought I had, dadgummit. Not happy about it, but anyway.
Do you know any of them, RJ?
He knows some of them.
I don't know anything.
He knows some of them.
I don't know.
Let me just say this.
You know, RJ
was very excited when I shared with him a few of the ones.
All right. Those are the ones you were talking about, maybe.
Yeah, I'm going to share with Roger, too.
He's going to share with me a couple of them.
I would ask that you not spend so much time talking to people after the show so that you can learn who the Touchdown Club lineup is, because you too will be super excited about who the lineup is, but that's going to take you to a secret room.
RJ, let me ask you this, as I asked last year and the year before. This is how I can rate it. Do I need to, as we speak, order a couple of mini helmets?
Baz, can I say?
No. No.
You can't even say yes or no to that?
No. Well, here's the deal. We don't do autographs, Raj. We don't do autographs.
Who don't?
Yeah, we don't. Our members.
That's why you sign plates, because you can.
Yeah. We do pictures. Remember, we do pictures on stage. We don't let people get up there and sign things. So we don't want you to, you know, throw out there that that Roger gets to get up there when nobody else
does. I didn't know. I used to take plates, so you've brought that to a close. Gotcha.
But this way, you'll want to be there a few weeks. There's a few weeks you won't miss. Yeah. Roger won't be, and he won't be late either. He won't be late.
He definitely won't be late. That's for sure.
Well, I know one thing I won't be late for is so that he can give a shout out to me every day. I don't want to screw that up.
Where was I the other day that I thanked him?
We were in Dallas.
It was the Cliff Harris Award, RJ, and I'm thanking everybody. It's a room full of media and the winners of the Cliff Harris Award and their parents. Probably, 100 people in the room, and I look around and said, do you want to acknowledge my right-hand man, my co-host, Roger Scott? Roger? And just silence. I said, where's Roger?
He's not there.
He's in the bathroom. He's in the bathroom. So, anyway, Roger's that's usually
gone.
Roger was
in the bath. Listen, I didn't know that he was going to do that.
It's meant to be.
And let's just go and say it right now, RJ, because people were asking. None of your war chest or campaign funds are going to this anniversary gift down in Hot Springs, correct?
No, Roger. By the way,
I'm on your side. I'll see you next week.
Thank you.
That gives me a great opportunity to tell you that we are actually right now headed down to Oakland. So it's my wife and I's 10th year anniversary.
Happy anniversary.
And we are headed to Oakland to the Astral Spa down there in Oakland. So, I'm looking forward to that today.
Yeah, report back on how nice the robes are, because Baz goes on
the
about
robes
the,
are so
the robes
nice.
In the
oh
spa
gosh.
Are different from the robes in the hotel. So
oh
let us
gosh,
know. We'll talk to you about that next week.
Thank your sponsor, please.
Yeah. One thing, Natural State Wholesale and Cabot, if you're looking to remodel your house, if you're building a house, I saw Coach Bridges at Natural State the other day as the Benton Athletic Director, and he was actually buying his flooring for his new house at Natural State. And you know what? He shopped around, saved a ton of money at Natural State Wholesale. So you too can also save money. You can go online, naturalstatewholesale.com, see everything they've got in store. Don and the guys, Drew and Barrett, they'll all hook you up.
All right, RJ.
Thanks,
buddy.